We're just seconds away from a conversation with Kate Gabrielson. She's the incoming president of the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter. We're going to be talking shop when it comes to business, marketing, advertising, and what AMA Iowa has planned for the coming year. Kate Gabrielson next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. You know, it's no surprise that businesses that outsource their HR functions grow faster. Why? Well, because they get to focus on their proficiencies and mission rather than worry about the rocky world of human resource compliance. Learn more at AurionHR.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are sitting amongst, well, important people because she is the president-elect of AMA Iowa. Her name is Kate Gabrielson. Kate, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Why, thank you.
We had your predecessor on earlier.
Yes.
Yes. So she
learn
was
a lot from her.
Well, yeah. Cassandra was good to us.
Yes.
All right. So now we're going to pick your brain. So you're the incoming president. Yep. I suspect that you spent lots of money, took PAC money, to be able to run for this office.
Yes.
How much did it cost you?
There's a lot of zeros involved. I can't even
a lot of zeros.
Can't even begin to tell you how many.
All right, so you come to this marketing world from what?
Yeah. From everything. I've done retail and sales background all the way to corporate marketing and lots of strategy, lots of product marketing, kind of. Big variety of hats I've worn. Mm-hmm.
And why marketing? What is it that really got you going? Iowa State University or what?
I did go to school at Iowa State University. I like the personalities of marketers. Not
really?
Gonna lie. I fit in well with the personality of a sales and marketing person.
And what is that personality like?
Big.
Yeah, it is big.
Big. We like to have a good time.
Those of us who are in that category tend not to be very shy at the same time. Would you agree?
I would say we're a little outgoing.
Yeah, just a tad. So when we're talking about advertising and marketing and AMA Iowa, the American Marketing Association, the Iowa branch, what is it that you – why do you want to do this? Why do you want to become president of an organization? You don't get paid. What's the goal here?
Well, I have – an incredible amount of respect for the predecessors ahead of me or before me, I should say. I love marketing. I love the people in marketing. I love to stay true to marketing and be able to be an expert and thought leader in our field, not just me, but the organization itself and being able to contribute to that. We have such a strong chapter in Iowa. So no pressure, right? But such a strong chapter that, the amazing amount of marketers in the Iowa community itself, just they help feed this. They help feed into knowing that we're doing something right. We're doing something that can be useful. So it's kind of a give and take on both sides.
Let's talk about AMA Iowa as an entity in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. I suspect most of your members reside in central Iowa. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, for the most part,
yes. And what about doing outreach to places like Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, and I know that you have a board member down in the Quad Cities, for example, Council Bluffs, Sioux City, those types of places. Are there any plans in your reign as El Presidente to maybe reach out to other parts of Iowa?
Well, funny you should ask, Michael, because as part of our long-term initiatives is to get more, if you want to call them satellite branches or more reach outs to different areas in Iowa, you bet. So, yes, we have one board member currently in the Quad Cities. We are looking to expand that in the next year or so to be able to add a little bit more to there. And we're kind of using that as our pilot area to see what are we doing right, what are we doing wrong by expanding our reach out there, and then looking forward to possibly Sioux City or Cedar Rapids and continue to grow. We do have really strong collegiate chapters that kind of help us in some of those other areas like the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa City. And we do have some ties to Iowa State as well and hoping to foster that a little bit more and engage more with them in the future as
well. One of the things that, you know, this particular conversation that we're having is going to be airing on KXEL, News Talk KXEL, in Waterloo.
Okay.
And so a shout out to marketers in Cedar Rapids, Council, well, Waterloo, Cedar Falls, about AMA Iowa. And maybe they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be cool?
So, as you've mentioned, you know, we are a volunteer-based, 100% volunteers. So part of even how we started the Quad Cities and looking for those other market penetration areas is people that are just as passionate about wanting to start this and continue this in other areas. So if there are people there that want to help engage or have a great idea or a way to roll out or have a network of friends, let us know. Reach out to us at AMA Iowa, and we would love to start getting some ideas together to do that.
And we will have links, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, up on our radio blog, so you can go directly to AMA Iowa. All right, so hey, that was kind of a lucky guess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
You're channeling me today.
We didn't even talk about that stuff. Let's go back to marketing, about what's hot, what's not. What is hot in the world of marketing today? What forms of marketing do you think that people are starting to gravitate to that corporations large and small can utilize to better expose their message?
Sure. I think one thing that has always been around but in smaller doses and now it's become more and more important is personalized marketing. So being able to get in touch with your customers and feel that you have a personal touch. And that's a little bit more difficult for the bigger brands today, but it's still something that they're trying to do by using more data, using more insights, connecting to people so that they can feel that it's a personal connection. We as customers and consumers want to feel like we're part of your brand and that you're making decisions on our behalves, whether it's true or not. So I think that that's a really big topic that needs to continue to be followed and implemented.
You know, later on in the week, we're also going to be having on the Business News Hour Sema Dahl, who spoke to the AMA Iowa Experience about that very same thing, about how consumers want to be asked their opinion, and if business is not engaging their customers and their consumers generally and having those conversations, they're going to lose out in the end.
I absolutely agree. First of all, shout out to Sema Dahl. She is amazing. She knows her stuff. But absolutely, we as consumers expect engagement, and brands need to know how to engage with us and engage with us correctly, because we don't have the patience to be engaged wrong anymore. There's so many alternatives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that engagement. What does it look like? I mean, is that as simple as when somebody comes into a retail store to ask questions about why they shop there and what benefits that there are? How does a company start that engagement process?
Sure. Well, obviously, data, insights, analytics are always the best way to go. You know, when it gets down to a retail store, as you mentioned, sometimes that's not as easy as having that information. And for the level of consumer, it means something different to everybody. And I think that's why the personalization piece of that is so important. But, you know, engagement on a social media channel is just as important as engagement when you walk into the store. People are their brands. There's ambassadors everywhere. There are billboards and signage and promotion and campaign materials, everything that we can see. And now digitally, it's just as important to have consistent messages and consistent ways to engage everywhere.
Yeah, and not necessarily broadcasting what it is that you want consumers to know, but actually asking for their input on a regular basis. You know, we used to do, back in the old days, and it's still being done, we used to do lots of focus groups. I suspect you've been in those types of situations as well, where we would gather consumers together and ask them really pointed questions about what it is they like, dislike, or feel no connection to a brand. Is that form of marketing still a way to go?
Oh, absolutely. People want to be heard. So, you know, there's an easy way to hear them or assume you're hearing them when you're seeing insights, analytics, reading their demographics, psychographics. But people being able to sit down and tell your opinion is so much more powerful.
And of course, we now have social media, which if we're really paying attention to the conversation out there, we can, first of all, I suspect, find new trends, consumer trends, where people are going, how they're flowing. And also, if we do pay attention and we encourage consumers to talk back, sometimes that information can be very valuable, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. Having a conversation is very intriguing, I guess, or insightful.
Kate Gabrielson, ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting about the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter and about the whole world of marketing. One of the things many businesses don't understand, Kate, is the difference between marketing and advertising. Sometimes we see that thing all rolled up into one. Oh, yeah, well, I know marketing. I have radio ads up on the radio station or whatever it happens to be. Tell folks out there what the difference is between advertising and marketing.
Sure. I think advertising really is a communication channel. So it's, for the most part, a functioning area of marketing. There are, as you mentioned, there's so many ways to blur them together. But I really see advertising as a functioning arm of the marketing channel. Marketing is more of a way of a two-way conversation, more of the engagement piece of it, how people can see your message in multiple places, not just pushing it out like an advertisement would be.
Right. So there are really big differences. And your brand, your business brand, and many companies spend lots and lots of money on their brand.
Absolutely.
Without understanding sometimes that they're really not in control of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Consumers can help shape or make a brand, right? 100%. You know, whether a product is right or not, that can always be tweaked or altered, but who can really help guide that would be the consumer, and the brand needs to listen. It's the age-old tale of if a brand thinks it's doing everything right, not listening to the trends or what's happening next, that's how you can become stale and something else takes its place. So.
Yeah, and of course, we've seen large companies do
Absolutely.
That very same thing. Sears, for example. You know, mm-hmm. we're down to, 450 stores
yes.
or something like that.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not like they didn't know that the internet was there. It's just mm-hmm. it's just that they failed. JCPenney's another huge retailer that's just having issues all over the place. And it's not that they don't know. It's just that they can't move those behemoths
fast enough.
They're
their own obstacles sometimes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Remove those obstacles. It's a little easier.
Kate Gabrielson, ladies and gentlemen, she is the incoming president for the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter. We're chatting here at the AMA Experience, which is held in West Des Moines this year. Thanks so very much for doing this, Kate. I really do appreciate it, and thanks for sharing the knowledge all across the Business News Hour. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Once again, that was Kate Gabrielson, the incoming president for AMA Iowa, the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter. We will have links to AMA Iowa up on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come here on the Business News Hour.